closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Judo
Show. Yes, it is. We're back.
It
We're
was
back.
The shortened version today.
Yeah, shortened version. Well, today's That's the 5th. Okay.
Yeah.
5th of April. 5th of April. Yeah. Happy April Fool. April Fool.
Well, we had
Thursday, April 5th.
Yeah. Actually, there was some pretty good April Fool's jokes that you sent me from that museum.
All right, well, we'll make time for those today.
Top 100. Yeah,
Top 100. We'll,
they're
those.
All the websites.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
The Jimmy Doan Show. Jack Rhodes here.
Hey, good to be here, Jimmy.
And Counselor.
Hey, how's it going?
We got stuff for you today.
All right.
As you know, of course, this Counselor Curtis is always needed on the show from now until, what, June 1st or whenever they quit? SCOTUS is in.
Not only for information,
SCOTUS
but
is going to come out with a whole bunch of rulings usually in May and June, I think, before they quit for the month.
Hopefully I'll be needed after that, too.
No.
You won't.
Nope, sorry.
He's hanging dogs bound.
Yeah, that's right. But we got some SCOTUS stuff today, and Engineer Eric here, yep. Manning the...
Hopefully recording.
That's right. Well,
hence why you're hearing us now.
That's right. We have it on backup if all else fails. So a couple of things. I want to say hello to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, as usual, and Iowa's people. Morocco's back again. God love it. We got...
You say hi to the same people.
Well, I know, but let me... Well,
big,
the only...
big listener in Boston. You know, I want to say hey to Dr. Simmering.
Oh, that's right.
Simbobble.
That's right. Evanston also
as always,
out there. I'm sure that our friend Gino's out there. Okay, but the other thing I did notice, we've been put on somebody's website.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Bloody Mary Breakfast.
Oh, illegal link?
Bloody Mary Breakfast.
They're linking us. They link us and hanger dogs.
We like the illegal link, so.
No, well, whatever. And Spain and New Zealand are the new. But anyway,
Spain and New Zealand
are the foreign countries.
Yeah, I mean, what about.
But I can see Spanish.
Shreve, Ohio.
We're big in Shreve, Ohio. Oh, we're big in Ohio.
Cincinnati.
See, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, we guessed because we
Grove,
talked about it last time about Cincinnati.
Buffalo
about the,
Grove.
About
Illinois.
The, all the foreclosures around Cincinnati.
Yep.
The
yep.
places going down.
Somerville, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, man.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk
about. No, wait, we got more.
We do?
We got more Omaha.
I don't have any more. Nobody's
Omaha.
Listening. I went through. We got
Yuba
nobody.
City.
Yuba City, California. No, keep going.
We got a couple of Brits.
Canton, Ohio. See, I told you we're huge in Ohio.
Huge.
And as always, we're huge in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's right. And Iowa.
Okies
Same guy
us.
From Iowa, probably.
Where's Florida? We got Choctaw, Oklahoma, Austin, Texas.
Choctaw.
The list goes on.
My
just
first,
give me about 15 more minutes.
No, that's okay. We don't need it. We don't have it. My first roommate in college was a half Choctaw Indian, and his Choctaw. And surprisingly enough, his nickname was Chief. Okay.
Hola, Vista Hermosa, Mexico.
I mean, I say let me put it this way. He was half Choctaw Indian, uh-huh. And it was the outside half. I mean, he was, inside he might have been.
Inside, computer geek. Outside,
outside he was total Choctaw. Man, you couldn't, I mean, unbelievable.
Smoke him post-pizza.
He looked like that guy with the tear in his eye, whatever.
Yeah, right, that's him.
Yeah, he was really a Puerto Rican, though. The guy.
So you lived in a teepee in college?
There was a lot of, let me put it this way, college,
huh?
A lot of things coming out of a lot of holes in college after a lot of things going in. A lot of
what the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about
the Jimmy Doan Show.
No, I'm talking about
Jimmy at Jimmy Doan.
They have those things on the internet. You're drunk and they show the guy.
If you're listening
out,
to the Jimmy Doan
passed out and he's got, they painted him up.
Right.
Or duct tape him to the wall or the ceiling or something.
Sure.
Okay. That's what I did in college.
So you were you the duct tape-er or the duct tape-e?
The E, unfortunately. The E. That's right. That's what
those are pictures of Jimmy Doan.
That's right. It only took me 9 years to get a degree. So
9 years. Hey.
Right. Okay. So anyway, here's
Leeds, England, by the way. Big
yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Saw that. Leeds.
Yeah,
here's what I'm going
to... Live at Leeds. Great concert.
Okay, Jack.
I'm sorry. Who's...
No. Jack Rhodes.
That's right. Do you want to just continue on?
I have a whole list here. I have my whole Let's start my list.
Here's what it is. Jack didn't do any homework, so he's going to read this list the rest of the night.
Okay.
Hey,
in no particular order.
Uh-huh. Jack, that's the phone book. You're not
sorry.
He's Yahoo.
That's right. No, we don't need that. SCOTUS, of course, did a big ruling on global warming. And
Supreme Court of the United States.
Supreme Court of the United States. That's right. SCOTUS is the president. SCOTUS is the is what's between your legs if you're a guy. Okay.
Oh.
So anyway, third world is
Jimmy
going,
in rare form.
The third world is to bear the brunt of global warming. You know.
That's right. And remember, we're not allowed to say global warming anymore.
We're not.
No, we're not allowed to say global war on terror. Excuse me.
Oh, that's something. Yeah.
Tied the global in there.
Yeah. Oh, you
see how that works?
But I want to know. Of course, my question is how is the third world people? You know, how are they going to know? I mean, you know, how's life going to change?
Right.
So anyway, whistleblowers get one third of the swag. Did you see that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay. USDA, the USDA admits to no meat inspections. I don't know if you know, but dogs were dying right and left. You
inspections?
Know, the inspections?
We don't need no stinking inspections.
Exactly right.
It and costs money. We don't want
to. Well, you notice that the Vietnamese, of course, were ecstatic because dogs were dying right and left around here, and they I guess they were cooking them up or something.
It's
I don't
sale on dogs.
But anyway, USDA, it turns out, is
oops.
Is oops.
Sorry about,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
We're supposed to be there every day, and forget it. You know, we trust you.
Okay. They were busy.
Texas teen was incarcerated, big long time, go to jail, do not pass go, no keys allowed for shoving a teacher.
Yeah, as always, that's misleading. We'll get into
that. Yeah, we'll get into that. Hooters in Israel. Gotta have them, that's right. That's right. The ethanol update is the farmers are going to plant more corn this year. Surprise, surprise.
Duh.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because this reminds me a little bit of the games you see on computer, the Sim games.
Sim City, Sim Family.
Right. You know, you have to...
Sim Bobble.
It's the same thing we have with the Odyssey and with Ultima. Is how much weight, you got to have food for everybody, right. Or you can't do too much food and not enough weapons.
Not enough
and,
elevators.
And on and on. No, I mean, it's just the whole deal. So this is one of those things.
Okay.
Another internet gambler number two was gotten in Dominican Republic. They hauled him out of his hotel room and brought him back to the United States to
stand
trial.
He might have been trying to get away. I don't know.
Well, but the point,
sudden vacation
the point is we're going to talk a little, this is astounding when we talk about gambling. Okay.
Okay.
And a little small thing, Congress has decided to pass some new tariffs on China, and they're starting with, of all things, paper.
Chingy, chingy.
Yeah, chingy. That's
we don't
right.
have any listeners in China, so we
yeah, we do.
Oh, we do.
We have had.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Sao Shao Hao.
Sao Shao Hao.
Okay.
What?
And the British, the hostage, originally I had on here about the hostages, the British 15, whatever it is, Marines.
Released today.
Released yesterday.
Well, no. No, they just got home
today. They got home today.
Yeah, they weren't released.
And, of course, everybody's saying, no deal, no deal. We made no deal. You believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, right. Well, that's unbelievable. Florida,
by the way, here's your uranium.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
How many more centrifuges should we send you?
Yeah, no,
you got it.
You see the picture of the guy standing there with his hand backwards, you know, as he goes, and in back of him, he's holding that in his hand. He's got it in
nothing
his back.
Nothing going on here.
Nothing going on here, right? Woo-hoo. You know, just take this. Florida felons. The big deal here in Florida is, as you well know, if you're a felon, a convicted felon, you don't get to vote. And, without a special pardon.
Well, now they want to vote. Huh?
They've always wanted to vote. Right. There's big doings about this and to see who's on which side.
I like it.
They want to vote to get their ass out.
Well, it's not that. No, they're out.
We'll talk about it. We'll get
LA rent control got some problems for the condos. As you know, the prices are going crazy.
For the new condos.
As you know, a lot of places, especially this happens a lot in New York, and it happened down here in Florida on the coast, you have a motel, hotel, or an apartment, something like that, and they go condo.
That's right.
Well, they've been slumlord, and then they're going to go condo, and they're going to sell these things they've been renting under in L.A., of course, a lot of it's under rent control,
right?
Which means that you can rent it for like 50 cents.
All right, so we'll talk about that.
New Orleans has a plan.
Oh, okay. Again? Okay, well, they'll get it right this time.
Negan Noggin Chocolate, whatever it is, city.
Dr. Chocolate.
That's right. This is plan number four. This is plan number four,
Chocolate
and as of
city.
Yet, nothing has happened since Katrina. Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Nothing.
He's working on it.
This is plan number four.
Send more chocolate.
That's right. So anyway, that's what I've got
on
my list.
We can talk about the flag burning. We got some.
Oh, the flag burning.
We're
that's right.
Talk about that.
I'm all over it.
You are all over it.
Yep. And New Mexico legalizes medical marijuana.
12th state. Medical marijuana.
Well, of course, the question is, are they going to get away with it with the Raish?
Well, Jimmy, they'll get away with it.
All right.
So where are we starting, SCOTUS?
Let's start at the top.
Let's see. Start at the top.
Thursday, SCOTUS. April 5th, 2007.
That's at the bottom of your stack now, Jimmy.
That's right.
You flip it over. Do a little pancake shuffle there.
That's right. Okay. This is one of the things that says, justices say EPA has power to act on harmful gases. This I thought was interesting. The court ruled
global warming, right? Global warming.
Well, this makes carbon dioxide a pollutant. which means no more breathing for us.
Breathing
carbon
overrated.
Dioxide?
Carbon dioxide. It makes it a pollutant to be regulated by the EPA. The EPA typically...
Jimmy, you've always said that we'll have big gas masks on our faces, and you have to put a quarter in to take a breath. You didn't realize you'd have to put a quarter in to exhale.
That's
also
right. Your carbon footprint, as we speak here on the Jimmy Doan Show, we have carbon cleaners, I guess, in the thing here.
How many carbon points do I get for that?
Well, it depends how often you breathe. Yeah. Now, the thing is, runners have
a heavy breather.
Obviously, you're a heavy breather, right? And, you know, if we had some chicks in here, there'd be some heavy breathing. Or, but the point is, the
out of nowhere, Jimmy comes up with that.
The deal is that I did want to say that the Scrooge McDuck from 50 years ago in Disney, that was his brilliant thing was to put a mask on everybody so they would have to breathe air. And here it is now coming out of Disney. Look it is that. Coming to thing. Coming
well, when
to,
you look at the EPA's
we'll
mandate, it's kind of broad. Well, it depends, actually. I guess if it's limited by the other statutes that Congress passes. Well,
they haven't passed any yet. They passed some, but apparently the deal is that the court said that Congress could go ahead and pass all the laws it wanted to, right?
That's what it seems like. And let's go give a little background here first.
And of course, the decision was 5-4, which means if at least one person on there had not had PMS, it could have been the other way around. And we won't tell you which one that is.
So the EPA was created along with several other acts. Or in one of several acts that were propagated in the 70s.
But best represented by Bill Murray in Ghostbusters.
This man has no dick.
That's right, yeah.
We don't have that clip. We'll edit that in.
Get that one. Let's go around Ghostbusters. You'll love it.
And, oh, yeah.
What's surprising about these acts is that they seem to regulate the air and the water and the ground. They do, actually. And the EPA is charged with creating regulations that help implement these other acts. And so that's what the EPA does, is they enforce the other acts of Congress, the other...
Well, they issue regulations based on the law, and of course they get away with it a lot of times. This, of course, is one of the big failures of this government, is that Congress has passed on its responsibility to actually look at the laws that it passes. It says you go pass the laws to the EPA, and then if you object... First, you have to go to the EPA and say an objection. I mean, it's a long road to hoe. You don't get to go directly to Congress. And I think that is a failure. I can't imagine the Supreme Court ever let that part of it go through.
I agree. The creating of those administrations, which you're going to regulate by basically making law.
Right.
And it seems like an unconstitutional delegation.
They do it here in the city. They have staff that essentially comes up the laws. There's a lot of stuff that they tell staff to do, and they essentially are lawmaking. The bureaucrats are making laws. I mean, it's unbelievable that hasn't been overruled. And, of course, if Congress actually had to vote on this stuff, as you know, even here in Florida, it doesn't really matter. The budget is, if you've ever seen the budget in Washington, D.C., or the one here in Florida, the last day of the session, they'll have a stack of stuff that's 3 or 4 feet high, and the budget of the United States is like 3 feet thick, and they vote on it. Nobody's read it, but at least they voted on it. Whereas the problem with regulations is you get something like the EPA or any of those other places, they just arbitrarily come up with a regulation, boom, that's it, the FCC and those people like that.
Right.
And Congress, the only thing Congress voted on was to create the agency in the first place.
Right.
So that sucks.
Who knows what kind of a drag it has on the business cycle?
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. I mean, this is the part of the government and continue to grow, and this is the way it grows.
Fester.
And as we mentioned last time, I think, and as mentioned many times, the one organization that you would hope would be the bulwark against this continuing increase in the size of government is the Supreme Court, and they're not doing their job. I mean,
I'm not sure that they were allowed to address the existence of the EPA or anything like that in this particular case. Now, I agree that
not in this, but I mean early on, way long time ago.
Yeah, you would have thought that they would have thrown out a federal regulation which regulates air quality, something so nebulous as that, as though it was part of the delegation of powers originally. I mean, how does that affect interstate commerce or any of the other powers that are delegated?
Well, of course, once they passed Wickard, as we've talked about before, they can basically do anything. There's two or three of them like that say that essentially Congress has unlimited power.
Right, and this all could have been handled through regular tort law. You could, if you discover a pollutant in your groundwater, your air, or anything, if you figure out who it is that put it there, you can sue them. And recover.
Well, that's what Julia Roberts did.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the little, of course, the, obviously, the, one of the problems is sometimes it's so diffuse. You're way downstream. You don't know exactly who did it. Number one. Number two, the guy's out of business. And so how do you, where's your redress?
Well, in terms of the number one, there's also a line that you cross there whereby you're imagining causation. That is to say, you could say, well, look, my crops didn't grow, therefore it's right. IBM that did it.
Right.
I can't prove it, but it's the waves they're putting out in the mobile cell phones.
That's right.
And so if there's no proof, there's no proof. I mean, if you can't prove it, if you can't draw cause and effect, well, then you can't get relief.
Well, it's funny you should say that because, as you know, that doesn't hold true with, for instance, discrimination stuff. They use statistics. They say, this shouldn't be this way, that this number of people got admitted and this number didn't, or whatever it is. And they say, that proves there's the causal relationship is in the statistics of it. Not right. that anybody, not that can actually point to a particular person or anything like that, but
it's
just
it's a different subject, but it's the same spurious reasoning. And,
right.
Unfortunately, you know, I guess what the EPA says is going to go for a while.
Well, it is, and let me just read a couple of things on this out of this article. This is by Linda Greenhouse. Linda Greenhouse is the NPR person that covers.
Does she have a greenhouse?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, what a name, right? Mm-hmm. Linda Greenhouse. But she's been covering the Supreme Court for probably 20 or 25 years. But she's a liberal, and she weighs in. Now, it's hard to believe. It is one of these things. She tries to be objective.
In the media, a liberal?
She tries to be objective, but it's funny when you see her on. When you see her on PBS News,
and the super horrible business was up against the woman.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you read the body language and everything. It's really funny. You can see her trying desperately to be objective, but she just can't do it. But running for the majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said the only way the agency could avoid taking further action now was if it determines that greenhouse gases do not contribute to climate change, or provide a good explanation of why it cannot or will not find out whether they do. And I thought this was one of the things that's interesting is it's this climate change. What they're doing is they're weighing in on the climate change. I understand that if you have a sulfur or a poison coming out of your tailpipe and people are dropping off by the side of the street, that's one thing. But this is, to me, it is way beyond that because they're saying it's a secondary effect. In other words, you put the stuff in the air, and oh, by the way, then you have the greenhouse gases, and then we all die. And,
so it's the air's fault.
It seems
it's not
like
the butterfly effect.
That's right.
It's too many butterflies. It's too many. Anyway, the deal is, it was interesting.
The four guys that were
against this, of course, were the conservatives, and they went strictly on the thing of standing, which is something else. It says here, in recent years, the Supreme Court has steadily raised the barrier to standing. That means whether you can actually bring the suit or not. Let's see, a couple of things I had here. Presenting a risk, Massachusetts, one of the 12 state plaintiffs, met the test, Justice Stevens says, because it made a case that global warming was raising the sea level along its coast, presenting the state with a risk of catastrophic harm that would be reduced to some extent if the government undertook the regulation the state sought. Well, this, of course, to me, is so mind-boggling, because as we've talked about before, if the greenhouse gases emitting from the United States of America were to be zero starting tomorrow morning, anybody will tell you, and I have another article here, I think, I forget, someplace in here, that says that we've already passed one of the tipping points, and it's like going to be generations before there's a turnaround, no matter what. That is, if you stop today, it's no matter what. And this one person says, and well, you know, China's coming online, and they realize that you got to have money. You have to have money in order to stop the greenhouse, the pollution and so forth. You have to have money and technology to come up with something that's wind power or some other geothermal or whatever it is other than just building a fire in the middle of your room to heat your house. So the technology is, if you're not advanced to a certain point in technology, you're never going to cure the global warming. What they're doing here, of course, is they're sucking off the investment money with taxes. They think they've already got the solution, but what if they don't? And the thing that I look at is there's
no money for investing in alternate technology.
Exactly. There's no, exactly, precisely. It's called crowding out or whatever it is. I mean, the point is you've got to make money in order to stop this stuff. And I thought it was interesting. This lady named Root is her name that was talking about this. And she had a big deal on this. I've got her stuff here.
There's tons of new technologies that are coming on.
Well, the point is that you've got to, the market will figure it out.
Absolutely.
The market absolutely figured it out. The government is going to be wrong on this, as you know, because they're going to make a political decision.
They're always wrong.
Well, they're going to make a political decision. I mean,
well, but the EPA's track record
I mean, they banned DDT.
Right. They don't. They're exactly. They don't have a good track record to start off. And the, as you know,
mercury emissions.
There's nothing so permanent as a government program. And if they decide they make a mistake, if everybody figures out that they made a mistake, it's going to take 20 years for them to turn it around. Again, China and India are coming online. They're building one coal plant a week or whatever it is in China. And they say, well, China's, you know, they're coming around. Well, they're not going to come around this week. I mean, the fact is, it's going to be years and years and years. They are going to overtake us in the pollution department.
It's remarkable that Minnesota or Michigan was able to convince anybody that there was a causal relationship between the rise in their coastal
Massachusetts.
Waters.
That was Massachusetts, right.
I mean, what? I mean,
my sailboat in my house.
That's right.
I guess that's the way
you drove it home last night, Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
It had nothing to do with any tides.
That's right. but you're right. I mean, here in Florida, of course, one of the things we've had recently is we've had droughts, and a lot of the lakes have gone down. I mean, are they going to sue? Who are they going to sue for that? God? I mean,
that's what
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, it's phenomenal, but I'm saying that if Massachusetts...
Well, so they sue the EPA and they win and the EPA is forced to take some kind of action. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to pass a little fine or a fee or something to prevent...
Fines or fees. Well, then they may rule that you can't have a plant unless you've got the scrubbers on it or whatever it is. You've got to reduce
your emissions.
You've
got to buy your credits.
You got to buy your credits or however it works.
Carbon credits.
But right. I'm saying that even if they're successful... And Massachusetts still gets flooded, then what are they going to do?
Well, that's what's going to happen, obviously, because even if they were, it wouldn't stop the...
What I'm saying is that I've seen some of the people, some of the naysayers, some of the people that want the really big regulation have said, well, we're doomed. We're dead. The seas are going to rise no matter what. We got to do something today, but the first 10 miles of Florida and 10 miles of Massachusetts and all the coastline, your people are doomed. You're dead. You're out of the way.
I don't see any potential limits to the type of regulations that the EPA could set.
That's the whole point. There are none. and what they'll be, what you'll find out is they'll be unfunded, i.e. they'll say, you do
Thank
this.
Thank God.
Well, you say that, but that's what they call unfunded liabilities. What I find fascinating about this is that all of the studies that you go through and read here, the doom studies, are saying, well, gosh, in 50 or 100 years, we're going to be all underwater. It is fascinating to me that they want to run out and change and corral. That actually makes perfect sense when you realize that there are totalitarian statists involved in this. But they're going to run out and regulate everything that you do in the name of the terrorist thing apparently has gone by. But the environmental thing, they're going to do that now. They're going to regulate everything you do, all your breathing, everything else, your power plants, and look, your life's going to get worse for a while because it's for the better, it's for your grandchildren and for those unborn yet in 100 years. What I find fascinating is that they're so concerned about 100 years out, and they don't give a shit about 18 years out when Social Security and Medicare go down the toilet and nobody is going to be able to have any retirement money or get medical care. I mean, those systems are broken and they're sitting there saying...
Did you change subjects, Jimmy?
No, I didn't at all. No, my here's the
point. Never heard the digression.
No, there is no digression. There is no digression.
That train jumped the tracks.
No, listen, this is not only parallel, it's on the same track. It shows you the short-sightedness of people that say that they're long-sighted. Here's somebody saying, look, oh, woe is us. 100 years from now, we're all doomed. We're all going to be underwater unless we take action right now. And I'm saying, wait a minute. What about 25 years? What about 20 years from now about this other thing?
Well, from a strictly Freudian point of view, it makes perfect sense, because you would think that since they're suppressing their actual long-term fears, that their mind would invent some other long-term fears and then solve those.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
I say Freudian, I just made that up, though.
I was going to say. Well, I, you know, we're going to talk.
You're all right. That's allowed.
That's allowed. Yeah. Well, the thing that I come.
Artistic license is what they call that.
Yeah. I'll take artistic license for $200.
Alex.
But I thought this was one of the things that goes along with this is an article. This is what I was telling you. Terry Root is a familiar name to environment watchers, especially when the subject concerns global warming. And she's a senior fellow, apparently, senior fellow at Stanford University, co-author of a report on climate change that will be discussed in an international conference later this week in Belgium. Now, of course, also, as you well know, this right away should tell you everything you need to know. The United Nations has already leaked and told everybody that they're going to have a report, I think this week or next week, that says we're doomed. you know, unless you do something right away. And of course, this is the most incompetent people. You what?
They
what
even
you
leaked the report.
Right. Right, they leaked the leak. So the thing that I'm thinking about is a smart thing to do, and I remember this was my old stockbroker was like this, whatever the UN says, do the exact opposite and you're home free. And my first stockbroker was like that. Whenever he recommended something, I sold it. did well. So anyway, I was reading this Terry Root, and how do you think global warming is going to impact the plant and animal kingdoms? Global warming isn't something in the future. It's already happening. Species that lay eggs in the springtime, they're laying eggs earlier, and he, you know, goes on and on. Yeah, exactly. How would we know when we reach a tipping point, which is when it's all else fails and we're dead, and when would it be irreversible?
When the surface of the earth bursts into flames.
That's right.
It's real easy.
Each species has what you call a tipping point. Some of them are very close, some of them are already over, you know, some of them, like raccoons and skunks, they're okay because they can live in the cities. How will global warming affect food crops? There are going to be very different things affecting our crops. We have to worry about. And, of course, this whole thing is the guy doesn't, this Terry Root person doesn't have any knowledge about the market, that you're going to be sunshine in Siberia is what's going to be called. I mean, that's it.
It reminds me of the Scientologists and the hidden barriers that are everywhere.
Well, this,
hidden problems that you can't really see.
Right. Yeah.
Listen to my voice.
I always like that. That was the that was Nixon's
hidden. Listen not, to my,
what the invisible majority, mind. The silent majority,
the great silent majority.
They better speak up or something. Like here's what I yellow lined in
the account is.
Here's what I yellow lined in
29677. 10%. That's all I ask. Maybe 15. Okay. The Jimmy Dunn.
We'll edit some stuff out.
No. I like this stuff in here. I just yellow lined a couple of things from this very erudite
I thought you were talking. Oh, hey, 1-866-95 Jimmy, and we won't answer your call.
A strong strong disinformation campaign that has been out there has actually tried to confuse the public. And of course, this reminds me a little bit of John Maynard Keynes, who said, "Oh, politicians take stock in some long dead economist." And of course, what happened in 1970 was he was the long dead economist. He was saying this is a bad thing, and of course, it came to pass, and he was the one, so to speak.
We got
long dead bad thing. Can we solve the problem of global warming? The answer is yes, but we have to have the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change party is putting forward, I like this, various scenarios, various stories that could happen in the future. Well, hello, what if you pick the wrong one?
They're having a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah, I guess. And it really depends
on... See, if it has an infinite amount of multi-prongs, then we got to get it right.
We put together some stories, like the day after tomorrow... And
Inconvenient Truth,
Noah's Ark,
right? We threw them in the blender in the and here's what we come up with. So it really depends on what we as people. When people say that's socialist talk. We as
what do
people
you want?
Do and can't.
Do you really
we
want?
Can't do that. And each of us can do something that will make a huge difference. No, it won't. I'm sorry. You know, if you decide to breathe less, it is not going to affect global warming. I mean, butterfly effect or no. Anyway, the greenhouse gas into the atmosphere that is going to affect generations, many, many generations down the line. And what we are doing right now is going to affect 500 generations from now. I don't know if you know this, but 500 generations,
that's
we ain't going to be
long time.
No humans.
Nanocarbons.
That's it. Sorry. Got news for you.
What?
So anyway, she or he says China's going to leapfrog. Yeah. They don't have to go through having coal-fired power plants. And unfortunately, better tell that to the Chinese because they're building them like crazy.
When somebody projects out 500 generations, it always reminds me of the L. Ron Hubbard contract that people signed for a billion years.
Yeah.
That was the contract you signed.
Is that right?
For a billion years.
I didn't. What for? What was that for?
Oh, he invented Scientology.
A billion years. But the point is, as you well know, in
John Travolta, Tom Cruise, they're signed up.
I understand that, but the problem, why would you sign a contract for a billion years? I mean,
depends on what the contract says.
Oh, well, that's true.
At that point, they're wiping drool off your chin.
No, Mike, listen to me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm telling you, in terms of eternity, a billion years is not even an eye blink.
Well,
yeah, I don't know why he stopped short. I mean,
I was going to say a billion.
Google,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, Google.
No, that's in terms of infinity, in terms of eternity, no matter what number you come up with, it's not even an eye blink. Interesting.
Right. See, so we could do Jimmyology, where it's not a Google to a Google years.
No, Jimmyology is real simple. You go to the donation thing and you give me money. Look, I need the island, I need the chicks.
Remember, 10%, maybe.
If you donate, you are now part of Jimmy's cult.
That's right.
The donation.
But I love this. You can also tell a lot about this Terry Root person. First, I would like for us to stop us from having so much greed. I think we need to stop tribalism. We need to spend more, a lot more money. Worried about the subsidies. Worried about the subsidies for energy. However, we need to spend money on wind, solar, and geothermal. Hello, those are subsidies. I mean, what happens if you're wrong? It's phenomenal to me. It's these little things that make a big difference. No, sorry, it's not. You know, God love you.
Who was that?
So. All right. Are we moving on?
Moving on, yes. I wanted to talk about, let's see, we did this.
Third world to bear the brunt?
Third world, yes. Third world, poor nations. This, I love this. Poor nations to bear the brunt as the world warms. The world's richest countries, which have contributed by far the most to atmospheric changes linked to global warming, are already spending billions of dollars to limit their own risks from the worst consequences like drought and rising seas. Well, obviously not Massachusetts, but they're going to be under. But despite longstanding treaty commitments to help poor countries deal with warming, these industrial powers are spending just millions on ways to limit climate and coastal hazards in the world's most vulnerable regions, most of them close to the equator and overwhelmingly poor. So
we're basically taking care of ourselves.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
And telling those people.
We're sending mere tens of millions to
Right,
them.
Instead of billions. And of course
Madonna's adopting somebody from over there.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
And look, as Terry Root says, every little bit helps. So Madonna saved one.
Right.
That's, you know.
Angelina's got like five or six, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's picking them from all over, too.
Yeah, one from each continent.
She's got a clothing line and needs some workers.
She needs a new maid that can't quit. You know? And if you get them young enough, right. you just train them.
That's right. I've adopted 400.
Okay. Tyra Banks needs some cell phone targets. ones are faster.
Or something else to eat. I don't know.
Like the singing, I love it when people come up with these analogies that don't make any. They sort of make sense to the uninitiated. Like the sinking of the Titanic, catastrophes are not democratic, said Henry I. Miller, a fellow with the Hoover Institution. A much higher fraction of passengers from the cheaper decks were lost. We see the same phenomenon with global warming. Well, okay, but my point is, how do they know? I mean, right now the tsunamis that wiped out all these people, the Thailand, all of the islands and everything like that. I mean, there were thousands and thousands, Bangladesh and all these
people. It could have been Japan.
Look, what they're saying is, of course, we have tsunami warnings, so it's unfair that we're going to survive. Look, we put them there, man. We bought the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We bought the stuff.
I mean, you know, if they are part of the world economy and they can create their own
thing. And if we have free trade, then they will be.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, they talk about such things as, you need to build up on higher ground. Yeah. Well, duh. I mean, I'm just sitting there.
It's going to be hotter up there. I'm just kidding.
No, not if you get up high enough.
I'm just kidding.
That's right. No, I was just looking at the stuff here on Yellow Line. They're saying that we rich people should save all the billions of poor people that are living on the coast, in places where the seas are going to rise.
Well, they chose
tidal
those
basins. Well, no, well, maybe they did.
Well, they didn't know they were near the water.
Look, I tell you, coastline money, coastlines, if you look here in Florida, it's worth like $1 million an acre. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean,
stake out your patch of ground there, and then somebody will come by from you soon.
Well, the thing about this
you just can't get insurance.
So what? Look, these guys, it's not like they got $1 million home. They've got a piece of canvas, for God's sakes, that they're living in.
Hey, look at it this way. They'll own a reef in a couple thousand years. You know, that'll be perfect. So
yeah.
All the waters will rise. They'll have their own damn reef where their house used to be.
Right.
And there'll be all these cool fish and maybe they could charge.
Living in them.
They could exactly. And they could charge people to come visit their reef.
Their house.
That's it.
Right.
Dive on my house.
Dive on my house.
That's big money. Yeah. What are they complaining about?
Well, they're going to, in 1,000 years, they probably, that person probably won't be here, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, but it'll be a family-owned business.
Okay, family-owned.
Family reef.
Well, of course, what happens is usually as soon as the land becomes valuable, somebody comes in and steals it. So that's usually what happens. I mean, send a bunch of soldiers over there. The deal is that, first of all, there's nothing we can do about it. They have to pick up their own stuff and go. It reminds me of the Sam Kinison joke, that time when he was talking about this.
Yeah. You guys live in a desert. You want to help them, send them U-Hauls.
Right.
He was saying, U-Hauls and the little guy saying,
he was saying, why are you sending them food? Right. They live in a desert.
You see this?
They need to go where the food is. Don't bring the food to them. I mean, it was just a hysterical thing that he put. And this is the way it is. Yeah, this is the way it is. Look, the waters are going to rise. I'm not going to build a giant 47-foot seawall to save your ass. Move to higher ground.
Well, you know, and it's been sand for a few thousand years. You know, they've had time to realize sand is coming.
Well, you think about it. I understand you might not have a lot of warning when a tsunami shows up. Well, I understand that.
Not a tsunami. Hurricane, you got some warning.
Right.
But all our listeners out there that used to be in New Orleans.
The tsunami, though, at least you got 10, 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Run! Run away!
Run away!
Buy jetpacks.
There you go. There you go.
That's what we'll do is we'll give them all jetpacks.
Pedro, put this on.
Oh, not that button, Pedro.
No.
You had it on upside down, you idiot. That's it.
He goes out to sea.
Ahmadinejad pushed his button.
Well, speaking of flooding areas, of course, I'm going to talk about this, and then we'll take a short break.
Okay.
New Orleans. This is at Chocolate City, of course.
Chocolate City.
New Orleans, March 29th. New Orleans has unveiled its latest development redevelopment plan Thursday, choosing 17 zones where the city has decided to concentrate resources in order to stimulate investment and renewal. Now, this is so typical of governments. First of all,
is Nagin spearheading this? Or
of course he is. Oh, yeah, duh.
Big surprise.
But I mean, this is on so many levels, this tells you what is wrong with New Orleans. Number one, they say that they claim they're going to invest. And governments never invest. I'm sorry, they spend money. They never invest because why? They got no way to measure the return. You can't measure a return. You can say, well, it's prettier than it was. Oh, yeah. But what does that mean?
We got to do it for the people, Jimmy.
I know, for the children. People. For the children. Anyway, this is $1.1 billion. They've been scaling back because I think the initial Louisiana thing was like $80 billion or something. They keep cutting it back because they're not getting any money.
Have they rebuilt the levees yet?
Kind of.
They kind of. Yeah, they're still working
on
it.
All the way, you mean? Oh, not all the way.
Well, you know, this year is supposed to be another big year.
They just announced.
Talk about crying wolf. Even in the story, the kid had to cry wolf about 3 or 4 times. But I'll tell you right now, they've already come out with the 5 named hurricanes. 17 named storms.
Yeah, baby.
10 or 12 hurricanes and 5 hit land. Yeah. About major ones hit land. Either in the Gulf or on the coast.
That's what they said last year. And
right. My point is that they lost all credibility last year. And even if they're dead nuts on the money this year, they've just lost all credibility. So people are not going to buy out those generators the way they did last year. And because they said, fool me once, you know, that kind of thing. That's the deal is, though, here's the deal.
Because they said last year was going to be a huge year.
Yeah, huge year. And it was the mildest in 100 years.
It was like one.
Yeah.
And it didn't even hit Florida.
We
didn't care.
Nothing. So the deal is, again, this is wrong on so many levels. First of all, 17 areas, they want to invest in 17 areas, and they said they're targeting. 17 areas is like a scattergun approach if there ever was one. I mean, this is not targeting. I'm sorry. This is where you stand. They stood at some place.
Geographical areas? Or
yeah, 17 different areas. Yeah, 17 geographical areas. What they did is they stood in Arkansas, and they fired 17 big balls up in the air, and where they came down in New Orleans, that's where they're going to do it. So the point is that
these are probably areas they haven't even cleaned up yet.
No. Oh,
they haven't even allowed.
Well, of course, what they're hoping, this is what governments always do. This is the what they call the prompt priming. They hope that these areas will be catalysts for further development around them. They won't. They won't. They're this whole thing. I love this. They call it public investment, which is there is no such thing. That's called spending. They will be used for development of public works like libraries and clinics. I to this day, I don't understand why governments invest in library or buy libraries. You should do it
private.
Well, if you see how much we pay per book per person,
I'm tired of paying for it. I don't use it.
The bulk of the money will be used on citywide projects like park improvements and traffic lights. By park improvements, wait a minute. Citywide, like park improvements. I mean, this is bread and circuses. One recent proposal called for spending $14 billion on a grab bag of ideas with no parts of the city, no matter how vulnerable or dangerous, were excluded.
Grab bag. That's
a perfect
description.
No, that was an actual proposal.
It's kind of like Dr. Chocolate got a credit card all of a sudden.
I'm serious. You talk about, I don't mind, let me put it this way. There's always waste, but this is ripe for fraud of the biggest kind in the world. The cheating, the fraud, the stealing is going to go on. I expect, and here's the last sentence.
In New Orleans?
All places.
Couldn't be fraud.
Of all the places.
Illegal activity?
I expect by the end of the summer, you're going to see a lot of activity, Mr. Nagin said Thursday. A promise citizens have heard before. He's expecting to the New Orleans by September. No, by the end of the summer, by September, okay, mark our words, mark this down, folks. Get your calendar, get iCal out, and find out. Here's the deal. By September 1st, you expect to see, get your Google satellite thing, and what you'll see is New Orleans covered with cranes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jack has a prediction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think it's the same as Jimmy's.
Yeah, that's right.
That bullshit.
I'm looking into the crystal ball. And all I see is chocolate.
Okay, we're going to take a short break.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you for listening to part one of the April 5th, 2007 Jimmy Dome podcast.
Make your workout fly by listening to the Jimmy Dome show.
Well,